So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Elu Asurin Va'ishim B'choshu. The following items are forbidden and cause an entire mixture to become forbidden, even if only one prohibited item mixes with 1,000 permitted items. Yayin Nesach, barrels of wine poured for idolatry. Avodas Kechavim, idols. Vayris Levuvin, the hides of animals whose hearts were cut out for idolatry. Vishar HaNiskel, an ox that is executed for goring people. Vegla Rufa, a calf that is beheaded by the city's elders to atone for a stranger's death. Vitzper Mitzaira, the birds used in the cleansing ritual for a Mitzaira. Vesar Nazir, the hair shorn off a Nazir when he completes his term. Ufetach Amor, the killed firstborn male donkey that was not redeemed. Ubasr Bechalov, a mixture of meat and milk cooked together. Vesir HaMishtaleach, the goat sent to Azazel on Yom Kippur. And Vechulin Shenishchetu Bazar, ordinary animals slaughtered inside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah concludes, Hare'elu Asurin Ve'isim Echoshu. These items are forbidden and cause an entire mixture to become forbidden when any amount mixes in. Gemara explains that these items do not become nullified for two reasons. Davish Abiminyan, they're items of significance since they are ordinarily counted individually, and the Suri Hana, it is forbidden to benefit from them. However, Chatiches Nevela, significant pieces of Nevela, are also counted individually, but are not forbidden in benefit. And Chametz BePesach, Chametz on Pesach is forbidden in benefit, but not counted as individual units, therefore they are not listed in the Mishnah and they can be nullified. The Gemara adds two items to this list. Egoizei Perech V'Rimoini Badon, Davish HaMiminyan V'Isur HaNohu. Perech nuts and badan pomegranates are both counted and forbidden in benefit, and so haroi la'arla arla, haroi la'klayakarim klayakarim. If they are arla or klayakarim, they're forbidden mixture with any amount. Rabbi Kiva Maisiv, afki karish al-balabayis, according to Rabbi Kiva, homemade loaves on Pesach are not nullified because they are counted individually and are forbidden in benefit. Zakta Mishnah, yayin nesach shenafel abor kuloi asr bahana. If Yai Nesach fell into a cistern of permitted wine, the entire mixture is forbidden in benefit. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, Yimacher kulei loevi kechavim chutz midmei Yai Nesach shabai. He can sell the entire mixture to a non-Jew, deducting the value of the Yai Nesach. The Gemara cites a machlekes in how to rule. Rav ruled halacha k Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, chavis bechavis avalo yain biyain. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel where barrels get mixed up, but not where the wine itself mixes together. However, Shmuel and many other Amoraim rule that fill a yain be yain, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even where wine mixes together. The Gemara issues a final ruling on Rabbi Nachman, halacha lamaisa yain nesach yain be yain aser, chavis be chavis mutter. Regarding wine that was actually poured for idolatry, only mixed barrels are permitted, but mixed wine is forbidden, while stam yain, a fill a yain be yain mutter. Regarding wine touched by an idolater, even mixed wine is permitted. Zak the Mishnah. Gas shall even shezav sal evi kechavim menagva vehitayra. If an idolater coated a stone winepress with pitch and mixed some yain nesach into the pitch, it can be wiped away and it is then permitted. The Gemara explains: Bi abeshta ravar mabemayin v'huadin la'efer. If the walls are dry, we first rinse them with water and then with ash. B'detifta rabba b'bechana amar be'efer v'huadin b'mayim. If the walls are still wet with the yain nesach, we first apply ash and then use water. The Gemara Daf Ayin Hey explains this process further. Be'rav mishmei de'rav amri tarti tlas. Shmuel amr tlas arba. Rav holds that a dry press requires an application of ash and then water, while a wet press requires ash, water, and then ash again. While Shmuel holds that a dry press requires ash, water, and then ash, while a wet press requires water and then water and ash again. In summary, Rashi explains, Rav li boi eifer elachad zimna, b'shmuel boi eifer tre zimni. Rav requires a single application of ash for a dry press, while Shmuel always requires two applications of ash. The Mishnah continues, Bishal Eitz, Rav Amar Yinogif. Wooden presses can also be wiped and are then permitted. However, Chacham Aymerim Yiklif Es HaZefes, one must remove the pitch from wooden presses. The Mishnah concludes, Bishal Cheres, Ava Pishakolif Es HaZefes, Harezu Asura. Earthenware presses remain forbidden even if the pitch is removed. The Gemara offers two versions of Rav's explanation of the Mishnah. Davka zivsa avol darach baloi. These presses are only forbidden if they are coated with pitch, but if they were not coated with pitch and they were used for yayin nesach, they merely require rinsing. Davka zivasa avol darach ba loy sage la benigov. If these presses are coated with pitch, they're permitted with nigov, but if they are then used for yayin nesach, they remain forbidden. The Gemara records an incident where Rav inspected a wine press. Chazi d'havishia tvei amar havadi benigov sagila. He saw that the walls were smooth, and so he said that it could be wiped and would be permitted. However, Chaza Pilo Mituse He then saw that there was some wine gathered in a crevice, and so he said, it does not suffice to wipe it, rather the pitcher must be removed. The Gemara cites a brisa with a related machlokes, hagas v'machatz v'mashpech shel ibdei kechavim. An idolater's earthenware press and its associated utensils, Rav matir beniguv v'chacham oisrin. Rebbe matir beniguv v'chacham oisrin. Rebbe holds that wiping suffices to permit them, while v'chacham hold it does not. However, moider Rebbe b'kankanim shel ibdei kechavim shein asurin. Rebbe agrees that earthenware jugs of idolaters are forbidden, and the brisa explains, ze machnis bikim v'ze ein machnis bikim. The jugs are intended for storage while the press is not. Accordingly, the Gemara explains, Seifan masnit nason l'rabbanan. When the Mishnah rules shel cheres, af pi shekolof hatzezefes arizu asura, earthenware presses remain forbidden even if the pitch is removed. This reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan, while Rebbe permits them. Rava ruled, nava aratru. A wine press should be cleansed with boiling water. The Gemara relates, Rava ki ave mishadir gulfi laharpanya, sachav lu apumayu b'chosam hu abritzayu. When Rava would send empty utensils with idolaters, he would turn them upside down and seal the top of the sack. Because kol davar shemachnis likim afilu lefi shah gozu b'rabbanan. Anything used for storage was forbidden by the chacham, even if only used temporarily. Therefore, the utensils would become forbidden if the idolater would use them a single time.